The migration of sockeye salmon from the ocean to inland parts of the Northwest has been deadly this year. Hotter than normal temperatures early in the summer warmed up rivers, and thousands of fish have died in the Columbia River and its tributaries. But the unusual conditions could present an opportunity for scientists in Idaho to better understand salmon. Frankie Barnhill reports.
Scientists say more than 250,000 sockeye are dead or dying in the Columbia River system. Biologist Mike Peterson with Idaho Fish and Game says that hot streak of weather in mid-June through early July is to blame. But Peterson says the conditions are allowing scientists to observe just how resilient salmon can be in warmer water.
What we may see this year is that these fish are holding in these cold water refuge areas. And once water temperatures decrease to a certain point, we may see some of these fish start to move upstream again.
He says he expects fewer fish to make it to the Sawtooth Basin to spawn this year, but some are surviving the trek. The first salmon made it to the area on Monday. Peterson is watching to see if more fish arrive, but do so later than normal. If some fish have waited out the unusually warm water, they could be on the move again soon. Cooler weather has allowed water temperatures to drop in the last few weeks. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.